Tugenda kweyongerayo n'ekigambo ky'amagezi
ngajjo
n'amanya n'eddoboozi
okutume
Ronald Hope Witness
omuna
musumba
n'omusomi
wafe wa Bayibuli
and our Bible reader teacher Robina.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Abo twasembyeyo gy'okuwulira.
Like we last heard yesterday.
Mu kigambo eky'amagezi.
In the word of wisdom.
Kubikwatagana n'ebya media zaffe.
On what concerns our media.
Ezijjibwa ddala mu ministry registered.
Which comes right from a registered ministry.
Gye tumanyi nga omulembe omuggya.
Which we know as the new generation.
Gulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
With the full knowledge of God.
Kirango mwava mu YouTube.
And out of that came the YouTube medium,
Facebook, WhatsApp,
and the Facebook and the WhatsApp.
And
they are still the names of full knowledge of God.
International ministries, ministries.
National ministries.
Our
website, which is very well registered, which is known as www.focusofgod.com.
WhatsApp, yeah, Focus of God.
Out of which comes the WhatsApp of Focus of God.
Then
it's going to come out many other media.
Focus of God Radio,
like Focus of God TV. Radio, Focus of God TV. And many other things we expect. But in correction, when it's still early, and we're beginning, not to accept the new wine to put in the old wineskin. We speak like this. Not to get the old cloth and repatch on the new one. For they totally get more torn. We can't appear like the ones in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
though we are born again, we're not going to appear like born agains of this generation. But we want to appear like the born agains who are going to be around.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Speak in the language I expect you understand as well. When we speak of one against who were, speak of our colleagues who began salvation. Like Abel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to reaching the apostles. That's the salvation which was. But there is that which is today. That one, let's put it aside. But we move as it was, and how it's supposed to be, and how it's going to be. Praise Jesus. For there is a fake salvation existing, which will never be through. Out.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
can't get the things they are doing.
And
we mix it in the salvation which was and which is and which is going to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
that's why we say, when the Lord reaches this world,
he
found the Pharisees and their way of doing things and the Sadducees. But in correcting disciples, he told them, there is nothing in the sight of the Pharisees you're going to come with here. But you must change them.
It's
say we have to get a new vessel, a new spirit, the spirit of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we must get new garments. We shouldn't patch on the old ones. The priesthood of the New Testament changed its garments.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They will tie themselves cloth upon themselves like the olden priest's clothes. As we look in Ephesians 6, verses 20 to 30,
we are
commanded another way of clothing. And
we've
not patched upon the old ones. Now even new generation,
or
new generation with the full knowledge of God, we are going to appear not patching upon the old clothes. Not even getting the Spirit of the Lord in wisdom and understanding.
We'll
go and join mixing with what has been in place. What we try to tell you, all social mediums of ours are not going to appear like the ones which have been.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they are going to appear like the ones which were, which are meant to be, which are going to be around.
It
say what's done in heaven is meant to be done on earth. That which were done initially are the ones which are being done. And it's what we shall be doing. Praise Jesus. That's why we understood yesterday. That even though we are born again, but we differ from those our colleagues, those of this generation. For we had our God tell us, He doesn't want people to just get born again and saved, but getting saved and reaching into knowing God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Getting saved and reaching into knowing God. The salvation you see of today
is
meant to be different from the one which has been in place, or which had put itself in the image of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For people in it have been getting saved, but they don't reach into knowing God. Like we heard in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Let's briefly repeat it. But don't forget, these messages will always be on all our mediums. Every week they will be there. So reaching until we've reached a certain level. Understand what we are supposed to be doing. Shall agree maybe to put them every after a month to bring them back, or 3 months.
We
are going to first put them there, and they are teaching what is meant to be on the mediums and what shouldn't be there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
First
Timothy chapter 2 from verse 3.
Ekyo kye kirungi ekikkirizibwa mu maaso g'omulokozi waffe Katonda. Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka era okutuuka mu kutegeerera ddala amazima.
Ayagala abantu bonna okukola ki?
He wants all people to be saved.
Okulokoka. Naye bw'amala okuba ng'abaagadde balokoke,
but after wanting them to be saved,
agattako nti ayagala bategeerere ddala amazima.
He joins on that he wants them to know the truth.
Bamanye amazima.
And they know the truth.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Etuva tukugamba.
That's why we tell you, and though we are born again, just as others are, but we differ a little, or we differ much,
for
adding on knowing all truth. We call the full knowledge of God and knowing His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The difference which is going to be there, which is very different, big. Because the things so far which appear like salvation are very many. They are Protestants, the who are born again. They are called they who have awakened themselves. Even in the Catholics, that they will claim they are born again. They call themselves charismatic. Even the Adventists have changed to getting saved. All religions are getting to salvation according to the situation. But all those have a problem. Though they'll get saved and not reach into knowing truth, they are wasting time. Don't just end that getting saved, reach into knowing the truth, the full knowledge of God. For God knows it. In Hosea 4:6,
people
desperate for lacking knowledge.
Now, you
only
save you.
And it doesn't give you full knowledge.
It knows you're
going to fall again. Praise Jesus.
It's
as if he never saved
you.
It's the reason why it's written as the Spirit witnesses of this issue.
Speaks
in Hebrews 8. When
you
say our Savior, Hebrews 9, verse
7,
that the Savior came to give a sacrifice, not for only our sins, but even our ignorancy. Let's read Hebrews.
Hebrews 9,
verse
7. Naye mweri eyokubiri ayingira mu kabona asinga obukulu yekka. Omulundi gumu buli mwaka si awatali musayi wawaayo ku lulwe ye n'olw'obutamanya bw'abantu
yawangayo
kabona
ow'endagaano
enkadde
yawangayo olw'ebibi
n'olw'obutamanya
bw'abantu
kati
mukama waffe Yesu ye bw'ajja
naye
naye agamba
nti
awaayo omusaayi guno
ng'ayagala
tulokoke
ate
tutuukire ddala mu kumanya amazima gonna
Yesu
yeebazibwa tutuukire ddala okumanya Katonda oba okufuna okumanya okujjudde kubanga akimanyi nti abatalina kumanya
kujjudde
n'okugwa bali kumpi n'okugwa era bayinza okusigaza erinnya ery'okubeera abalokole naye nga baagwa dda okusinziira bye tulaba mu kubikkulira essuula
ey'okusatu
olusooka
so
kye nvudde nkugamba
nti
byonna ebigenda okulabika ku midiya
zaffe
reaching
the radio and the TV.
We are not going to put
on anything which ends just on salvation.
But we shall
put on salvation and the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To know
all truth. Let's read Revelation
3.
Revelation 3:1.
Era eri malayika ow'ekkanisa ey'omusaadi wandiika nti bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo alina emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda n'emmunyeenye omusanvu nti manya ebikolwa byo ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu era oli mufu.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nti abantu abamu basigaza erinnya twalokoka tuli balamu.
People remain with the name we got saved and we are living.
Naye ate nga baddamu dda ne bafa.
Yet they died again.
Kye ekyabaviirako okuzikirira okwo.
What caused them to get destroyed?
Awo nno ng'akuddamu mu kkosa ya nnyamukaaga.
Get back to Hosea 4:6.
Kye abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubula okumanya.
People have been destroyed for lacking knowledge.
So byonna bye tugenda okusiŋŋana ku midiya zaffe eza full knowledge of God.
All we are going to find on the mediums of full knowledge of God.
Neza focus of God.
And the focus of God.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Tugenda kuba nga tuteereko ddala obulokozi n'okumanya okujjudde okwo bwa Katonda era nga kulimu okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda
bwe
tumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda n'ekyaffe tukimanya Yesu yeebazibwa kubanga Katonda ayimusibwa wamu
naffe
era nitufaananyizibwa ddala nga ye mu kitiibwa kye nga bwe twasooka okuwulira tulikyusibwa okufaananyizibwa Mukama waffe Yesu
era mu ngeri yeye
Yesu
yeebazibwa
kale mu ngeri eyo nga
bw'akugambye nti
alabula ekkanisa eri eyalokoka naye nga teyatuukira ddala mu kumanya Yesu yeebazibwa ne batuuka n'okusigaza erinnya nga balowooza baalokoka era nga balowooza balamu naye olw'obutamanya Yesu yeebazibwa baamaliriza bazzeeyo mu kufa ate
they are going back to death.
Naye nga basigala bagamba balamu.
Yet they remain claiming they are living.
Wabula ebikolwa byonna bye baali bagenda maaso n'okukola byali biraga nti baali bafa.
All actions they moved on to do, they proved they had died long time.
Bw'oba oyagala okutegeera ekkanisa ya leero nga yafa.
You want to prove the church of death that it died long time.
Bwe tunuulira olabe ebikolwa byabwe.
Look at their actions.
Obanga ebikolwa ebyo bye bakola bye bikolwa by'omu ggulu.
If the acts they do, they are the ones done in heaven.
Ennyambala yaabwe.
Their clothing.
Enfaanana yaabwe.
Their appearances.
Enjogera yaabwe.
Their speech.
Ennyimba zaabwe.
Their songs.
Ze bayita eza gospel.
Which they called gospel
song.
When you look at them,
otunuulire ku basumba embuulira y'enjiri oba babuulira ggulu eririmu obulamu obutaggwaawo oba babuulira ensi eno okubeera abafu
Yes, we ever praise Jesus.
Kakati ujia kusoburo kumanya.
Now you'll be able to know
kubanga basika zerinye
whether they remained with that name.
Ngurede baddamu ne bafa.
But already they died again.
Baddamu ne bazikirira.
They got destroyed again.
Kuburo kumanya.
For lacking knowledge.
Bintu bingi byanyiza okula ku TV zirowoze bwo kubeza abarokole.
You can see on television thought to be of the born again.
Naye nga byewunyisa nga tebigwanidde wonde.
They are amazing and not worthy to be on television.
Iranga nabali munsi batwewunya bwewu.
People in the world get surprised of us.
Nabagamba naye twatubadde tulowooza bubi barokole.
And they say we thought those are the born again. Now look at the type of dancings that are
dancing.
And they're the ones clothing
damage
trousers. And the girls are clothing the tight panties. And they don't know the rightful things they are meant to do and what they should do. For they have no knowledge. They died again. Let's move on. Revelations. Revelation 3 verse 2.
Tunula onyweze ebisigaddeo ebyali bigenda okufa. Kubanga abangi sala bakubikola abyo ebyatuukirira mu maaso ga Katonda wange. Kale jukira bwe waweebwa ne bwe wawulira. Okwate wenenye.
Ulide bulungi.
Are your heart clear?
Nti ekanisa eno
that this church
yatuuka n'erokoka.
It reached and got saved.
Naye ebikolwa byayo.
But its acts.
Eneyisa yayo.
Their character.
Nga yeraga tebaarokoka.
And it showed they never got saved, they died again. Initially, they began as they got saved. But they didn't reach into knowing what to do. And they died again. And they began to do acts which are amazing. That's why God reminded them.
Remember
how you were given this salvation, but you handled it in a different way.
We
are given in another way. Now you are in another way. Reminded and told them. Remember how you were given. Salvation, how it was given you. How had it been handled. Its character. Its fruits. How did they appear. The love. The peace. The justice. The acts of salvation. We are given us, we are different, not the ones we see today. We
just
walk within knowledge. Of the acts devoted themselves to scripture to prove that they are like that. Remember Acts chapter 2 verse 38 down.
To
check scriptures prove whether they are the ones they have been told. But
today
they have television. The dancing which are funny.
Speaking
words without knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After they say they are on God's table.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
I will tell you more, brethren. We are not to appear like those born again. Who just have a name. But they died again. And their actions report them. The greed of the things of the world filled in them. There is nothing like yearning for heaven. But greed of the things of this world. And another preaches the gospel but ends up in twisting. I've been listening to a certain pastor. He was a Muslim before. And when he got saved, he was on the lunch hour. At that Victoria place. I think you've understood him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
has preached Luke 16 to down. He spoke of Lazarus. And he said in heaven some of us have to be in glories and honors and send and command others.
That's
because Abraham
had
to command Lazarus and send him to go.
And
some of us are
going
to be in different mansions. And we shall harbor our colleagues on our verandas. And he said you have to leave this world while rich. For
Abraham
was rich and was born again.
In
heaven he got rich, went with his wealth. Lazarus was poor. He spoke that. And he said angels are the gates of heaven to check the wealth you have come with. A mad thing like that. The things of the world don't go to the kingdom of God. That's why they say 1 Corinthians 15,
15.
Flesh and blood never inherits the kingdom of heaven. If your blood, you think your flesh, you think of being gods. It can't go to heaven. What can you take of the physical things? And spoke, we brought nothing on this world. And we shall go back with nothing.
1 Timothy 6:7.
But spoken as we are hearing. He said, he told them, say, I will be rich in heaven. And on the world I will be rich, go with things in heaven.
But we
have people like that. And they're on television.
They have
captured the congregation preaching.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
can't appear like such people, friends. That's why I tell you our mediums have to be different. Our radio, TV, and the WhatsApp, all those mediums. They must have things very different in the real salvation.
You must bring
a word explained as we last had yesterday. And the commandments of the Father are four and above. The scriptures are four and above. From different books making the Bible.
And
don't put their scriptures which are not understandable. When you read in the Bible, there are scriptures. But don't just get scriptures, throw them to have four.
It
must bring knowledge and light. Another will say, they need four scriptures.
They
find and put it there.
They
say these remains a name of salvation. But the acts they did, they died long time.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 3:3. Na ye olina amanya matono musadi agata yonona ngangoye zaabwe era balitambula nange mungoye njeru kubanga basanide
abo tugenda kwe kumanga tulina mabara gese
to keep ourselves without sports of this world.
Nafe tuwesungo tambula ne mukama
wafu. We to yearn to walk with the Lord Jesus.
Kanisa eno
this church
nejine wayo eri mu lunyiro lwe 11
and its colleague in verse 16
bayino obuzibu bwamanyi
had a very big problem.
For
in verse 16 and down, these ones were saying they are not in need of anything.
But
the blessing they had was just enough for them. Let's read them here. Revelation 3:16.
Soto nyogoga soto buguma. Ndi kusese mamuka mwaka angi.
Bakati batu ketisera bali nga abadu kore.
They reached and they were like,
ate bali nga abadu monsi.
And as if they're in the world.
Ebi kuruanga biji yao.
And their actions are hanging
kumi
there.
Kumi mabogera Yesu.
On the mouth they speak Jesus.
Waba imba, ba imba Yesu.
As they sing Jesus.
Na yate nyimba.
But the songs.
Zaba nika.
They are for the niggas. And the hip hop.
Basa zempare zemna.
Cut zabi
tuli
wano. Damage troubles.
Na basi vile mvili barasi.
And they have plated hair. They are Rastafarians.
As if you're
putting in, but as if in the world,
they're
dancing alone, they dance.
We wonder
whether in heaven they're going to dance such dances.
Revelation 3:16. Ndi kusese mamuka mwaka ange.
Now you know it's no more to speak your name. He's not going to introduce you to the Father. Like he says in Matthew 7:21
to down.
Not everyone saying, Lord, Lord.
That
will enter the kingdom of heaven.
And he said,
they will come
claim
they preached your name. We healed.
abagambe muve wano sibamanya.
Tell them, Gawe, I've never known you.
Nga takumanyi era bulijjo takwogera nakota kulinako.
He doesn't know, he's never spoken of you.
Wabula nga gwe oli eno ku nsonga mba walokoka.
But you are in the world claiming you're born again.
Mm-hmm.
Kubikulira esura ya kusatu onyirwa 17.
Revelation 3 verse 17.
Kubanga oyogera nti ndi mugagga era ngagga wadde. So siriko kye neetaaga. So tomanyi ng'oli munaku gwe era asaasirwa. Era omwavu era omuzibe w'amaaso.
Ate kanisa olwaleero we tuwogerera bagamba twagaggawala, tulina amamotoka, tulina amayumba, naye nga tebakyali balokole
munna.
Era nga Katonda we tuwogerera agamba, mwegamba mbu mugaggawadde temuliko na kye
mwetaaga.
Ogenda okubatunuulira leero
balina
obuwumbi bwa ssente ku
akawunti
kubanga bali worth of billions.
Because they are worth billions of dollars.
Bazikunganyiza nga babba
imu
ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo n'ensigo n'ebirala ne bagaggawazaamu abatini ku bo nebatukaisa ne bagamba ndowooza mulaba mukama
atusitudde
naye ng'okumanya kuli tekuliiko era ng'ebikolwa bye biroopera ddala nga tebalina
kumanya
kati Katonda n'atuuka n'agamba kale mugamba
mugaggawadde
era mulina amamotoka gonna, mulina n'essente ezisobola oliisa abaana bammwe n'abazzukulu
bammwe,
naye n'agamba bannaye obunaku obubaliko
tebwogerekeka pitiful.
Kubanga olwedde muli bannaku,
muli
bwerere temulina adumbira okugenda mu ggulu,
n'amaaso
gammwe gali mu nsi y'ekizikiza temulaba gye mulaga gye
mwava.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye wansi yabagamba
waakiri
munguleeko kati amata ddagala ly'amaaso
naye
tumanyi kibeera kigambo kya
Katonda,
amata g'ekigambo kya Katonda,
the milk of the word of God.
Egasobola okunaaza ku liiso n'olengera bulungi.
What can wash your eyes and you see clear?
Era mu bikolwa byo eby'obutuukirivu
ebiva
mu kigambo kya
Katonda
oluvannyuma lw'okukkiriza
after believing,
ne bakukoleramu ebyambalo kale ne bakuwa omubiri okuva mu
ggulu.
Bakoliisa ekyokubiri
ttaano
olimu okusiŋŋanibwa ng'oli
bwereere.
Naye ekkanisa zino tusobola zinnyonnyola leero zonna
all today.
Naye tuzira esosobola okulabako tulesereko ezebbi.
We brought this to that you can see.
Osobola okulaba
that you can see.
Okompeyalinge.
That you compare.
Bali baba wabulala ne bakwata bulale eno maaso.
Others were given different, they handled different
hands. Bana abalala.
These others.
Bone batuka ne bagamba.
And they reached and said.
Kola bukasitola banga tugaggawadde.
Olowoozani
ati waddomu.
You see who has given us.
Olowooza Katonda tali wamu naffe.
Don't you think God is together with us?
Tuli bagagga tuliko kye twetaaga.
We are rich, we need of nothing.
Bwe ziba motoka musumba nsibe motoka abiri ziri waka.
Park 20 cars as the pastor.
Buliko limozini.
Big horn and the others.
Ninyonye paki.
Even a hello plane, I pack it.
Naye nga be bantu ababeera bafa edda.
But there are people who died again.
Era nga naye mukola ebikolwa eby'omunsi.
No matter if you work to do, they enjoy them.
Kubanga mufu.
For he's a dead person. Ate
talina adde okumanya.
He has nothing like knowledge.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So kye twagala okuleeta gye muli abooluganda.
I want to greet you, brethren.
Obulokozi buno.
This salvation.
New generation bwe tujja nabwo.
Which new generation we come with.
Bweyongeddeko ekigambo ekirala.
It's added on another word.
Okumanya okujjudde.
The full knowledge.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So tobeera bubeeza ngo ogamba tuli barokole.
Don't be claiming we are born again, we are saved.
Tuli bakristaayo, tuli
bakristaayo. We are Christians, we are Christians.
Tetukyali bakristaayo kyokka.
We are no more Christians alone.
Waba tuli bakristaayo abalina okumanya okujjudde.
But we are Christians having the full knowledge.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Twawukana ne bali.
We differ from the others.
Era njagala buli bakusiŋŋaana oyawukane nabo.
And I want anytime they meet you, differ from them.
Togaana kuba murokole.
Don't refuse to be born again.
Oba okubeera
omukristaayo.
Naye gaana okuba atamanyi.
But refuse to be someone who doesn't know.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ebikolwa bibeeremu okumanya okujjudde.
In your acts, let there be knowledge. Your speech.
Entambulayo.
Your walk.
Goyogera kumanya kuka.
And speak on the knowledge.
Boogera ku kanisa n'ogamba no
priest.
Ekanisa si kizimbe.
Church is not a building.
Ndi wano.
I am here.
N'oleta kumanya n'okuyiwa wawo.
Pour knowledge there.
Okay, murokolero koko otukire dana ne mukumanya.
Muongere
kye ekigambo.
At them that what?
Mungabe muganda wange kitufu webale kulokoka.
Thank you for getting saved.
Naye oli nzo kuba sigaza linye.
But maybe remember the name.
Kubanga Katonda te yakugamba kulokoka kokoka.
God didn't tell you just to get saved.
Wabale yakugamba lokoka atotukire dana mukumanya.
Get saved and reach into knowledge.
Amazima gonna.
To know all truth.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Akati banabogerako mbarumye sulene ye 10.
This speaks of them in Romans 10. He speaks of this like the, of them. Let's read from verse 1.
Balumi esula ya kumi olunyiri olusoka. Balumi esula ya kumi olunyiri olusoka.
Romans 10 from verse 1.
Abooluganda, chenjagala mutima gwange era chensaba Katonda kulwawe chechino. Balokoke.
Bakoleki. Kibagwan de bademu barokoke kubanga already kati babadde si barokore.
It required of them to be saved, for already they have not been born again and saved.
Babadde basigaza linnya.
They had remained with the name.
Kubanga ebikolwa byabwe biropera ddala.
But their acts prove that.
Enjiri gye babuulira eropera ddala nga bava mu bulokozi.
Gospel they preach proves they abandoned salvation.
Obwatuweebwa Mukama waffe
Yesu. Which was given us the Lord Jesus.
Era bwe yasooka okubulangirira mu bannabbi.
First proclaimed through the prophets.
N'abukwasa abatume.
And gave the apostles.
N'ebiragira enkuyanja.
And the numerous
n'engeri y'okubuulira enjiri
ey'obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
kati
bwe baamala okugivaako
ne
bayiyiza ebyabwe
era
ne basigaza erinnya ery'okubeera
abalamu
naye nga baafa
dda
kati tubasabira ekintu
kimu
baddemu
balokokeati
bwe balokoka ku luno
banyikirire
okumanya Katonda
bafune
okumanya
okujjudde
era wansi akunyonyola n'agamba
bw'ati
Balumi esula ya kumi olunyo olwokubiri. Kubanga mbategeeza nga balina okunyiikirira Katonda.
Banyiikirira.
They have a zeal in God.
Ngeze nenda bakusolo
TV. I went to see on Salt TV.
Mumanyi nanyiniyo.
You know the one who owns
it.
I don't know speak much of him.
Ng'abantu bali mu nkuba bagamba Yesu abana.
And people are in the rain and he tells them Jesus is washing.
Omuzira ne kuba kuba emitwe gyo naye nga tebavaamu.
Struck with snow and hailstone but he couldn't leave the rain.
Bali muri bafukamida babe
batte
omuzira kuyi kakuri
the rain is powering on them
ubuyinja buno
obwa these tones of rain
poko mitwoda
ali muri
bwe kanga kwa yongera
they are praying in the rain
yali eri wakuru ayima
and he is up there singing
bwaga mwe bazema kama
he tells them, the Lord bwe basi
uyizo nyikira mu bintu byokora kankubulire na yeka saka kutana no buru okumanya
if you lack knowledge
ebintu byo bulokozo bo mazemo bisera
of salvation you wasted your time
haga manti kitufu
he says yes
banyikirira
they are zealous
kati naba bamaze sawa biri mu kuba
2 hours in the rain hitting them
no muziranga kukomporeje emidu
and the snow is falling on them of the rain
bayi mira mukasana
and they did sunshine
kati bagenda tambula nga enkuba ebakubi batambule baddeyo
now they're going to walk when they are wet and they move back to their home places
kubakira bike yajjo ye yabakubi
maybe the, yesterday's rain is what hit them
yajjo yatonyenyeyo
mchukwe you know yesterday rain heavily in the city
abara batambula okuva wane wa
others walk distant places things which have no knowledge
abantu bawayo mulamu
people commit their lives in it
abantu banyikira mu binyo
people commit deeper into things and you see them crying in the rain
leo manyeti wachimukabya
no what me right
akabara be moto
they cry see the guy is coming the house is coming now they can't leave the rain as if they are committed in this with wisdom. But there is no knowledge. Now he says, yes, they have a zeal. But not in knowledge. That word is very dangerous.
To
be zealous in salvation, but you have no knowledge. You will get from this body.
And tell
you, perverted, you are off track, you never got saved. And you hold knowledge and you don't work and do. You too will live life like that.
Lucifer we yali
even Lucifer was like
yali murokore
he was the born again
na ino kumanya
he had knowledge
na yenga takola bibya manyi
did do what he knew
yakola mbya kulani
bible
mwogera ko
bible speaks of
mweze keri abiri munana
Ezekiel 28
yali ngatukiride makubo
perfect
ngamugezo singa ba Daniel
he was wiser than Daniel
kakati kujagama nino kumanya na yende ngatokola kumanya
I have knowledge but I don't do what knowledge says
kubanga mtu demu ndo soma buli mnako kubikulirwa
kati every revelation
na ye ku WhatsApp byose ndika ku
what you post on
tulabira ngatobitambulira mna kubitambulira
don't move but what you studied According to what you post on WhatsApp,
we
proved what we've taught you never understood it. If you enter them in your head, you've not done them. Even Lucifer was like that. He had been he was perfect. He was the cherubim. He didn't do what he knew. But he
thought
a way to use them to capture and throw down others. When they rebuked him, he brought scriptures and people. Even look, we see him look for in Matthew 4.
He brings
scripture and they are twisted. He knew them. Even what's
he
said, it is written.
He sent his
angels and they uphold you.
But he
brought them in a wrong timing. Praise Jesus.
Now,
be careful also
of
that.
For
people, as they abandon real salvation, when they have gotten some knowledge, they begin to get familiarity. And Lucifer was like that.
He was perfect. He was even wiser. He said,
Romans 10:9 when they went to inquire from God, it was that.
Now, when they say, perhaps, me too, I'm God. He began to put things in the way he wants them.
What came next? Upon these people who were zealous in things they never understood.
Romans 10:3. Kristo yenkomerero y'amateeka olw'okuweesa obutuukirivu buli akkiriza. Kubanga Musa awandiika obutuukirivu obuva mu mateeka nti abukola yali bw'omulamu bwo.
Praise Jesus. From verse 30 to 31. When he speaks by faith, will we take away the laws?
But we uphold them.
Praise Jesus. Because of that, brethren, people can be zealous in God, but not in knowing, neither understanding him. In their people, and they become devils. They have already known clear, but they refuse to do as the knowledge is.
That's
where the contention which is full against God appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I judge you over what you know very well.
Be like this, but I'm doing something different.
And you can become the law of sin towards people. The law of sin knows what you have to do is the right, but it argues against it.
That's why it speaks in Romans 7.
From 20 to down. I want to do the right thing, but another is arguing against it. I have another law in me. If you know the truth, many times they can come to correct you. Or you may have forgotten a little.
And
you want to bring another scripture to justify your act that they don't correct you.
But
you know many scriptures. One of the visions I never told you yesterday. In that vision, I tried to bring out how we're going to correct the system. And some of you began to give me scriptures back. And you tell me that in John, even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. And we shouldn't forget which we are in the body. But being in the body, it doesn't mean we do things of the flesh.
We are
told what is done in heaven, we do them on earth. Now I argue with some of people in you, in that vision. And I understood people had begun to argue with God. And as if they are arguing with the priests. Like
we
had in Hosea 6.
People
argue with God as if they argue with the priests.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
they because they have not got the full light over them. For it is. We shouldn't forget we are in the flesh. We have to forget the acts of the flesh.
For it
speaks in Galatians. If we follow the flesh, we
are
to die in Romans 8. If we
follow
the flesh, we must get destroyed.
Now you
get the scriptures which move on to give light. What is the body? Don't consider them. Because you know that scripture, you don't know the others. God knows them. Don't support yourself, you're in the body so much. Being in the body shouldn't mean you do things of the flesh. They say that the outer man you see finishes and passes away. But we wait the one who gets renewed. And remember, you'll be responsible over the acts you did within the body. We are they of heaven or of the world. They too are to be choose
the
over them. Now you want to so much follow the body because you are in
it.
Expect destruction in the shortest time.
For
the two are against with the spirit. The flesh is against the body. They fight. Flesh and the spirit are against each other. Your spirit wants to
outlive.
All days your body knows that its time is finishing. And to warn you concerning the body. Because it knows it has little time to live. Even its desire is at high speed. If you've not discovered, now discover that.
The
appetite which takes you on the men and the women, it's so much at a high speed. In a few years, you'll not be even able at all. Now,
we precious
because it's going to destroy in the shortest time.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You
know, a little wound, it gets healed quick. But
the
wound moves on to shoot the body to finish the entire body. Now know one thing.
The
speed you see that body move by, it has a little time. And perhaps they want to appear like the devil. For it we know it's a short time. Working at a high speed, everything he does. Remember him in Revelation 12. From verse 10 to 17.
He's
come filled with rage, knowing he has a short time. And he does his works at a high speed. Even the body is like that.
In the
shortest time, priests, they are fallen in the shortest time. You want to follow its pace.
You
want to beat you down, you'll be surprised. Remember they gave you a punishment that body and a serious temptation. It's a temptation. The parts appointed are very dangerous. Beginning from the tongue, your heart, the
other
parts, even the private ones. All of them are very dangerous. A person speaks vulgar, you want to close the ear, but he says, no, don't close me. You go look at someone maybe in their privacy and they say, you've not looked where you go, go and look again. Things are speedy. You look many times quick.
Listen
to evil more. If you follow its pace. Have you ever stolen of money? When you steal at his might, he tells you, you've taken little. You count more and take more. Count more. No, if you follow the body,
it will
destroy you for its things are
speeding.
They will grow their bumps quick and to flatten in the shortest time.
The
shiny speaks is a flower.
Mudo.
It's a grass.
Quickly
blossoms. And quickly it withers.
But the
spirit is of many years. Don't forget.
Before
your spirit was on
earth,
it was in heaven and the Father knew you. Now it fights to move more and
outwardly.
The body knows its time is finishing. And thy faith is still a bit nicer, but it's about to get wrinkles very soon. When you're young, it was funny. When you matured, it began to stretch. And that beauty thing comes on. When you get old, you put jerry and it no more works on you. Now you begin to stick on the body. Don't you stand like that? You reach the time and you
switch
and lower you down.
It
will lower you one day. And you wake up in the morning, you want to stretch it, but they put you down like that. You refuse to humble the Lord. All years to spend, now humble. And what comes, you begin to grow on the ground. You are
humble
grandchildren. You give me some water, drink. That is the chaos. That's the body. All on it, it will do something, you will experience it. Instead of watching over your inner man,
and your
man, the body to do things of heaven where you came from.
Yes, you ever see
raised Jesus.
But
all that we've spoken it, to continue to tell you, most of the things of the body, we don't need them.
But
we need they commanded by God to use them in the body.
We
commanded by God and we have to use them in the body. One woman, one man, that is acceptable. All commands that they are showing how we can move the body, don't get out of now. Knowledge. Praise Jesus.
So,
because of that, we want to continue telling you that we want our media to have full knowledge upon them. And we are born again, but we brought the full knowledge from God. And we were told yesterday how we shall bring on that knowledge. We are
going
to be lightened on that as we get back to Isaiah 28. Let's begin from verse 9. Most of them, we heard them yesterday. Isaiah 28 from verse 9.
Ani kwaliigiriza okumanya?
Nabuza n'agamba kale kituufu twagaloleeta okumanya.
Yes, we want to bring knowledge.
Ani gwagenda oyigiriza?
Who will who teach knowledge?
Kubanga bw'amala okuyigiriza ate naawe ogenda oyigiriza.
After teaching you, you go teach others.
Lowoza ojjukira mutemisewo.
I think you remember in Timothy.
Bw'ayogera nti ebigambo bino bikwasa abantu abeesigwa.
When he speaks, commit these words to the faithful people.
Abanasobola okubyongerayo.
Be able to teach them to others.
Era bw'ayogera mu Matayo 28.
When he speaks in Matthew
28.
18-20.
Okufuura manga gonna abo.
To make all nations disciples.
No,
to teach all what he commanded. Who will he teach? And in what way? To be able to bring that knowledge.
For
knowledge is the revelation. To understand is to get revealed. Wisdom is revelation. To get the counsel of God is to be revealed. To get the power of God is to be revealed. To fear the Lord is to be revealed. To get the Spirit of the Lord.
He
reveals to the Father and the Son.
So
now what we call revelation
is
moving in the seven spirits of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
don't be confused with that issue. Because some people think to be revealed.
Is
bring words which are not understandable and they are new. But now you've been revealed. No. Revelation remains in the scriptures.
It
moves in the seven spirits of the Lord.
For
the word of God is purified seven times. That it gets complete and perfected well.
Like
says in Psalms 12 of 6 and 7.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So you
must say you were revealed when you pass through the seven spirits. And you bring wisdom to us within the word of God. Understanding in the word of God. The counsel of God. The power,
kumanya,
the knowledge, the fear of God, and the Spirit of the Lord.
He's
moved on telling us.
Isaiah 28:9. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Wano katono au katono.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ani gwanategeze ebibuulibwa.
Who will he teach what is taught?
Era ani gwanayigiriza okumanya.
Teach knowledge.
Manya nti muni generation.
No, that new generation.
Ebintu ebisinga ogenda kuba wabiwulirako nga babibuulira.
Most of the things you will have had them where you preached.
Naye nga tebyajja kumanya.
But they did come through knowledge. Maybe you heard of heaven. It didn't come through knowledge, for they never knew how many heavens are. And every heaven, what is in there. But you heard of it. And he preached of it.
He said,
who is he going to bring to new things? What is preached is what is going to explain. Wants you to get knowledge over
them.
You've heard of church, yes. But did you know church? And how is it built? How can you help perhaps to build?
He
don't say he wants us to know new things. The same scriptures.
Heard
of speak.
Maybe
you passed them with your eyes and
saw
them. But you didn't have knowledge. That's what he says.
New generation,
we have to go beyond that.
And
bring people to know what is preached.
The
Spirit has been spoken of the Holy Spirit. Who is he? How does he appear?
Now,
you with the full knowledge of God. Bring how the Spirit appears and explain him in scriptures. People get to know what is preached. For the Holy Spirit is preached over all time. Jesus is spoken of. And they preach him. But can you bring to know Jesus? From his fullness we are all given. John 1:16.
And
you emphasize it.
Colossians 1:12.
We will live and have our being in him. What is in heaven and what is in him.
And
bring that full knowledge about him. is what he says, that they are preached, yes.
But
have to bring in understanding and knowledge. And we no more just preach.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. In the world, people speak scriptures.
So
when you move, you can follow on it. You see scriptures all you through.
You
are free to even twist it and to read it out. But have you brought knowledge? Have you brought understanding? Now God does the
miracle.
He wants to be added and more. Let's repeat verse 9. Isaiah
28
verses
9.
That yes, they are preached.
But
how will you explain and make you understand the knowledge of what is preached?
Things preached.
You think the Bible just come in the world? Expect a scripture or a verse which has never been read by anyone? All of them, they read them. But you know them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's the level what God tells us to move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
we want to fight so much. Not to retard even the moment.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Bring to know what is preached. The Father has spoken of so much. You can ask the people where he's found. And they tell you he is in heaven. That's not knowing he is in which heaven. Why is it called the invisible gold? That can beat down someone, yet they read it every day. They read 1 Corinthians 12
and
down.
And read that.
Jesus is the image of an invisible God. And you ask him, why do they say he's invisible? Who do we move and live and have a being in?
You
don't know why the Father is invisible. Yet every day you read it.
But in the news, you go media focus.
Me, I can go in the media focus.
I tell them we're going to get
science and technology of God.
God.
Why is God invisible? And I focus. The knowledge of the centuries.
Could
that be a long time is invisible? But why? And I join on a scripture in John 14, verse 62 down, unto
8.
No one can come to the Father except the path through me.
What
does that mean?
Yes,
Jesus, does he have a tunnel we pass through?
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Jesus made the heaven and earth, which are Jeremiah 23 and 25. He bases above the heavens and he fills the entire heavens. He within his wings inside them.
We come
back Job 28:28. He bases above the heavens to see through all the heavens. And he sees the heavens and the earth. Why is called the invisible God? For he is blocked by the heaven and earth which are now. That is Christ Jesus. The heavens and earth
which are. Means,
if you can't pass the heaven and earth, you can't see the Father. It means what? John 14:20. That day you'll not go within me, and me, I am in the Father.
Oh, you technology, sir.
Technology of centuries. And they say, real.
This is focus of God.
This is the focus of God.
But
you put on, I don't know stories you put there. Put on a question. Why is God called the invisible God the Father? Why is he called the invisible God the Father?
And
put another scripture. No one ever saw God. What does that mean? In scripture, they said this one saw and the other. They saw who? Which God? Seeing of him is what has been a problem. Just to show you why the Father is invisible. Jesus passed through all the heavens to go up there. Where had he gone?
John 17.
Went back the glory was with the Father.
Surprise.
And the surprise. Full knowledge. He
through
all the heavens.
Ruaji.
Why?
Asking
John 17.
4 and 5.
The glory I was with you before the world and heaven was. That yes.
He
did come
and
he came back.
And
Revelation 1:1.
Father
gave him a revelation to bring it to us.
That he had to
take us see the Father.
And
they on our media. They say yes. I have to go on this media. Wisdom and understanding.
Here.
And everyone gets to get power. The spirit joins on them.
Remember,
knowledge is the Holy Spirit. Understanding is the spirit. Wisdom is the spirit.
Yes, stories,
but the stories you put on
brethren,
they can never work. God wants to teach people knowledge.
They
don't understand what is preached. Don't forget we're in the latter days.
Christ
promised that knowledge will increase. Don't want knowledge of the world to increase and the one of God never increases.
Isaiah 28. Ekigambo kya Mukama kye kiriva kibeera gye bali. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono awo katono. Bagende bagwe bugazi. Bamenyeke. Bategebwe.
Yesu yebazibwe. Praise Jesus. We know many liars within the world. They've been speaking of God, but not in truth. Not in righteousness. Why is God wanting us to hold His knowledge? Commands 2, 3, 4, 5. Scriptures 2 to 4. And above. From the different books. Wants to capture all the thieves. They would heathen in the Bible, religions and different beliefs, salvation which is fake.
It's
the mission you do with God. What have you done together with
me? To
help him fulfill that work. Those who have been calling his people. Expect that you bring scripture and you to capture someone. They who spoke of him are in truth.
So simple talking.
And not in righteousness.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
You've
understood me, brethren.
Speaks
1 Corinthians 6. Verse 1 to
10.
Speaks a workers together with God. What have you done yourself?
To help
God fulfill what he speaks of.
To
bring knowledge in the world which is full.
Commit
to the faithful who spread it ahead.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, we want to put in things of knowledge.
You may explain concerning church. Capture they who have been calling church a building.
Understood
me clear, brethren.
They told me to build the
church of God, yet they build a building.
Explain
the building.
Against
the sun and the rain.
Now
you see a video like of that man. Of the Salt TV.
Making
people be heated by rain, claiming they are getting the blessing of God.
And that
Jesus is cleansing them.
Or
he reads the scripture upon it. In 1 John chapter 5. That verse is
verse 7
in the blood and the water and the spirit.
Now,
that rain shows the blood of Jesus.
Be
in the rain to hit you, you'll be cleansed. No, maybe he doesn't want to be cleansed, for he's up there in the shelter himself. But you to come in Isaiah. Isaiah 4, 5 and 6.
There will
be a tent to help us not to be hit by rain, not to be struck by cold, and the sun not to hit us.
It,
God will put his glory upon it. You've
said
something, but you see him. We see what?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, if you put on something, as we
know,
you
don't
control it. You begin to form messages like those.
No, media.
Give it to the media. And they pass through it.
And
it is a revelation.
We
are going to work together.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
One thing
falling in what we call full knowledge of God. And every time,
when we are
going to lock on
to
the
knowledge,
you must see that a plague coach is passing through. And we expose the foolishness of the devil. Put on what supports the devil more on that. Finish Isaiah we hear.
Isaiah 28
verse 13.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kye kiriva kibeera gye bali. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono, bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategebwe, bakwatibwe. Kale muwulire ekigambo kya Mukama mmwe abanyooma, abafuga abantu bano abali mu Yerusalemu.
Bafugira ddala bulungi abali mu kanisa
butereevu. Over people in church. By the scope and scope against God.
And
they based in their ignorance.
So he
speaks in Malachi
2.
That the mouth of the priest ought to have had knowledge.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But he said,
God, they have refused to honor him.
He too
is cast to them.
Isaiah 28,
verse 15.
Nti kubanga mwogedde nti tulaganye endagaano n'okufa.
Kadi kufa bakola naye endagaano
n'okufa. Now they make a covenant with death.
Naye oja singana crusade, death must die.
Crusades kufa alina okufa.
Ani agenda okumutta.
Who is going to kill death?
Kati boje singana ng'okireeta.
Now you find
it. Ng'onyonyola ani gwe bayita kufa.
Bring it out, explain who is called death.
Kuba kati olabe nensi, tebamanyi kufa yani.
They don't know who is death. Even hell, they don't know him. But
you
speak the devil is not one willing to
hell.
Surprised. The world is so surprised about that.
Going to one for knowledge, you have
to knowledge, things are easy.
But
people out there,
people
something small and they see you've revealed gold to them.
A 100-year-old
journey to reveal that word to them. But they see you immediately posted it there. Connect scriptures. People are out there thirsting.
You
can't even connect. Even what they connect,
but
they say, let me just take this. Even no one understands. These are
sending
they say the ones I take to, they don't understand them.
Tell
me to, I don't understand well. Let me go. And I plan. Praise Jesus. That is going to survive like that. That will go to plot and see how to survive. But we want to understand
with
knowledge what are we going to be doing and what does that mean? If they find you claim your full knowledge, what are you supposed to do?
Shouldn't you
speak anything without knowledge? If you don't know it, keep quiet.
If you dare
claim your full knowledge,
new
generation with the full knowledge of God.
Speak
new filled with knowledge. You move that and you speak. If you are at school, you get a moment for chatting. You speak knowledge. And filled and not half.
You get full knowledge
and you claim your full knowledge.
Your
acts prove it.
Isaiah
28 verse 15. That's how they speak. What do they know? For you see most of them, they have gone in the oceans under. Like Ezekiel 27 says, when they reach there, and they found the one claiming to call himself death, or the one we know as Pluto, that one of the underground. Now after he puts hell at his side, and he makes a covenant with them, he tells them, you know what? Even hell is
finished.
If you made a covenant to something,
that's what
they come in the world and
they powers.
Darkness and they do evil,
knowing
they made a covenant with hell, but they know him.
Isaiah 28
verse 15.
Ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala bwe kiriyitamu tekirituukako kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe.
Bano bagamba
this one say
nti obulimba babugenze wala nnyo
ne
babujjuza ne mu bantu
and have filled them in the people
kati mbu tebakyasobola na kubakebera
that they can no more even check them
kati gwenga wafunoleki
you of full knowledge
watera ganti nze nkukebera
prove I can check you.
Bible
I am of the spirit and I check and search all, but I can't be searched. When you see on television,
don't
put that man speaking things
you're not
right. Check the whole of what he speaks.
You read
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
The
spiritual man can search out all things full knowledge.
For
it's the work of this God.
And
he wants people who are going to be working together with him. Like we had in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He speaks we are workers together with him.
Yes,
he
was you.
Praise Jesus. And we shouldn't forget when he says, who will he teach knowledge?
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus. He's going to first teach some people and they too go move help their other colleagues. Help them discover this for who say that even in falsehood. Already they say they plan life from generations and they have plotted it in the people. We can't be seen. If
they
have just begun to plot this, they will start the skin of the devil. They have just begun to plot to capture the planets.
They
are putting the people, it's there. After to reveal it, they expected that you can't handle them.
For they
have plotted their falsehood for a number of years. Spent planting a building to be the church in the minds of people.
You know,
four fathers who died knowing the building is the church. Your generation that captured you.
False
food. They thought they had hidden themselves in. One can discover us.
You know,
God is going to bring the scourge, but we can't expect we shall be
handled.
For we hidden in false food is much we've created. Have to be careful if you're
beating
the mission of the full knowledge. We can't handle and they know anytime they enter
there.
You begin to speak things which are not worthy knowledge.
That
already grew in our system. Let's go and convince them. And they too are in the body.
You have to
do things of the body.
And they
convince you.
And they plant that they come in
you and switch on the seed in you.
They
don't know one will expose them.
But
God says I have to do it. Day and night.
I
want us to join on the living God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That
we execute this
work
together with him.
Prove
falsehood
can be
revealed. And they will be seen clear that they have lied.
Isaiah 28
verse
16. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera nti laba, nteeka mu Sayuni ejjinja okuba omusingi, ejjinja eryakemebwa, ejjinja ery'oku nsonda, ery'omuwendo omungi, erinywezebwa ennyo wansi, akkiriza taliyanguyiriza. Era ndifula omusango okuba omugwa ogugera.
Kaakati bw'amala okunyweza ejjinja ekkulu Mukama waffe Yesu.
Putting the chief cornerstone, the Lord Jesus.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
That is the word of God.
Ayogerwako muzingo gw'ekitabo.
Who is spoken of in the scroll.
N'agandi fa abakkiriza ntwegattamu naye.
We believe and join with him.
Tugenda kuba naffe banywevu.
We are going to be strengthened.
Era nga ebintu byaffe tubikwata nga tewali kutya.
And we hold our things without fear.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kubanga tulina okumanya.
For we have the knowledge.
Isaiah 28:17. Era n'obutuukirivu okuba omugwa ogutereeza. N'omuzira guli era ddala ekiddukiro ky'obulimba.
Nti kuno ku kiseera kya kwera.
This is the moment of sweeping.
Obulimba obubadde obwonna.
The falsehood which has been in place.
Kati abadde bakwekweseemu.
They were hidden in them.
Barabikire ddala.
They will be exposed.
Kati tuwegatta ku bantu abo.
Don't join on those people.
Oleeta ebintu ebitali mu kumanya.
And you bring things without knowledge.
Era Katonda akugoba mu kuteesa kwe.
God chases you from his counsel himself.
Nga bwayogera mu Yobu 38.
Like this verse in Job 38.
Kano naleta ekizikiza mu kuteesa.
That who is this who darkens my counsel?
N'ebigambo ebitali mu wadde
okumanya. With words without knowledge.
Era nga tukimanyi nti Katonda yalagira omusana gwake mu kizikiza.
We know God commanded light will shine in darkness.
N'omusana ogw'okumanya.
And the light is of knowledge.
Gugende nga gwaka mu kizikiza.
Move to shine within the darkness.
So ky'olina okukola.
Now what do you have to do?
Nga tuli ku media zaffe. Tutambula. Wonna wonna yolesa omusana ogwo.
Manifest that light. Let an aroma of knowledge of God get out of you. Big knowledge is what is getting out of you as an aroma.
They
will hear, look at the mouth speak.
And they understand
by the targeting the mouth which speaks it.
And
they still human or they have translated. But you're still a human being.
We
have those treasures in these vessels.
And they were
in the way explaining. The garden people gave up on it.
And
when the first one speak of it. What? That aroma brings them to get close to you.
And
to attract many people in the
media,
on all our media, on all our
posts.
But aroma of knowledge, what will bring them?
Well,
let me tell you. You think, how did you come? Is it an aroma of knowledge brought you?
Light
shone and you saw it.
You
reach to shift from where there are miracles to where there's light. Let me first go seek knowledge, then miracles will follow me. After we had healed you and your lamb, yes, the lame are prayed for. They
wasn't
our beginning. We make a crusade to heal the lamb.
It
was a fragrance of knowledge. Evangelist.
Teacher.
They came with questions. Don't joke with them.
And
they want the light which is
cold.
For God had prepared them. And they are waiting for light every moment.
Yes.
One of us God had prepared you. Everyone came with their questions. Why did you want to know?
You said
I want to know this and that. Already knew God is one who makes miracles. After you get understanding, that's food to children.
Even
the one who comes for miracle would have known and wanted to know how they are made.
Isaiah esura ya 28 olunyiriri olwe 17.
Isaiah 28 verse 17.
N'omuzira guli erera ddala ekiddukiro ky'obulimba n'amazzi gali anjala ku kifo ekyokwekwekamu. N'endagaano gye mwalagana n'okufa erijjulukuka.
Nga tumaze okuleeta omusana.
After we bring the light.
Netumamulisiza mu kubikulu esuula y'omukaaga.
Write them Revelation 16.
Onyola omusanvu.
Revelation 6:7.
Paka olw'omunaana.
Unto 8.
Ne lubagamba kufa mu mumanyi mmwe gwe mubadde mwogera.
And we tell you, you know, death you've been speaking of.
Ne magombe.
And hell.
Sitani si yagakulira.
Death is not the one leading in hell.
Kakati bagenda ani kwe twakula n'endagaano juzi.
Who did we make a covenant with the last time?
Baatufera wansi mu nyanja.
Pond us under the ocean.
The
one we made a covenant with wasn't death.
Bino bimbadde mukuba mukusaba tulumba kufa tumukuba eriyaraba shekaraba shi
and you beat him through your tongue
fire fire
fire back for you
magombe kulumba numba
hell
akati ata magombe jo ino sibire emyo ebi akati atoka kubye
demons in hell now you're striking it in your prayers.
Isaiah esule ya 28 olunyiriri olwe 18.
Isaiah 28 verse 18.
N'okutabagana kwammwe kwe mwatabagana n'amagombe tekulinywera. Ekibonyobonyo ekiryanjala bwe kiriyitamu ne kiryoka kibalinyirira wansi.
Abeegulumiza bonna wansi.
They would leave themselves to be put down.
Fuba okulaba ng'oleeta okumanya.
Try to see you bring knowledge. And it is full.
Bana abadde bamalala bonna wansi.
All who have been pride will be put down.
Tovula bawonna we banyanirizanga.
That's why everybody will come me. And they're not humble.
Tebalinanga kunyaniriza gwakubiri.
They never will come with the second time.
Kubanga okuba ebitiibwa byonna wansi.
You beat all their owners down.
N'oyimusa Katonda ne Mukama waffe Yesu
omwoyo mutukufu. And the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Ne bagamba oyo tetumuza. Yagambye teriyo ba inspector general prophet.
And they say no, they are not inspector general prophets.
Nobabuza.
Where was that gift written? And they have it. And you bring where scriptures were written. And they say, my God. Man knows it is taken all the honors from us. That they took me the city. And they say, of the ark. And they say, it's coming. And people fell down, rolled on the ground, and the ark is making them fall. Now they will come to me. Want to separate the spirit of the Lord and
no more
of righteousness and the spirit of the devil. And the question came, the one who was here was
the
spirit. Let's bring the acts of the spirit and what is not
is.
The pastor fell down like that. And people like this. What?
It's
written where?
And
they raised their hand. Now who has been upon us, pastor?
That
if the Holy Spirit called him back to come again. Let him come tell me if he's forgetting scriptures. And we read them. The second time he never welcomed us. Praise Jesus.
He's
exposing the devil and his
works.
And every foolishness and darkness is put in the world.
Isaiah 28:19. Buli lwe kinaayitangamu kinaabakwatanga.
Buli lwe kiyitamu.
Every day it passes through.
Ateeberezaamu media zaffe.
Imagine our media.
Na buli kiseera ziyitamu n'oku.
Knowledge of light.
Now, when you sing,
find you speak knowledge.
Are
going to pass through. Mediums are passing through. Books are passing through. Every time it passes through.
You see,
everything you bring must bring light. Total knowledge. And people see it.
Pluto's
and the Mercury.
Don't
leave
us.
We understood Venus. The planets are on. Even this is on the these Venus gods. The Pluto and the others. Now, as not the scourge passed through, every time it passes, exposes things bare. If you are a full knowledge, you are a strange scourge within the world. And to see they said they overturn the world have come.
When
you've become a slave unto the devil,
and
they would do all acts of unrighteousness, and all the liars hidden within God,
you
become a slave of coming with knowledge.
You
come right
here,
measure his line. Church is this. The right church is this.
Measure.
And he said, you built a long thing.
All
the cathedrals, perhaps break them.
All the
synagogues, but they're not churches of Christ.
It is that
right Christ and his church.
And the
false
Christ
and their churches. This world is to face a problem.
And
God in this party made me a sledging scourge.
If you
too want to
become,
you have to get the full knowledge.
I
know anywhere I reach, I'm a sledging scourge to those people. I move very humble
enough.
And I begin on the situation you understand. And I raise levels. You don't want to greet me anymore if you're not a child of God. If you're not of God. They of course see Pastor Robin and Pastor Michi. Pastor Sebali. And others.
All
of you are here.
You
saw that falsehood. It breaks so much. It's exposed and we humbled. But I
never
believe that that is the mission upon me.
Amen.
And I know the mission of everyone
with,
with the full knowledge of God.
Expose
the devil and his messenger and their acts. And every darkness. Isaiah 28:19.
Kubanga buli lucha kinaayitangamu emisana n'ekiro.
Misana kiro.
Day and night.
Omanyi mugenda ku
WhatsApp
oyo.
WhatsApp in the night.
No sendika vorongoto.
You send funny things.
Sura boronje.
Good night.
Put on something amazing. The children of God.
So
with the vision of Jerusalem.
But they will still
give them threatening dreams with scriptures attached.
Or
if let them get threatening dreams with scriptures. If you're clap it. Don't leave the evil standing. Read the children of God sleep well.
And
the vision of God, which comes from heaven, like Daniel goes. But on the evil, let them get dreams of Job, which are threatening. And you put scriptures there. They to steal, they adulterers. Let them get threatening dreams. Yes.
Mr. Fred
who serves who never serves him. The righteous and the unrighteous.
The
dream must have something out of it. If the one in the dream has been preached to and have told lies, would have been shown hell. Comes to as they sleep. The adulteress is there and they're going to on their work. Around 7, they're going to prostitution. God flashes the dream with them. And they're in hell. And serpents are using them. We must be like that. You don't pray, you have not prayed the evil prayer for them.
But pray
a prayer to be preached to.
When
the Lord the one he wants and you put scriptures there, the Lord rebuked and let him give threatening dreams to you. Stop stealing. All the murderers, they who are corrupt, they who are going to bribe and steal and make corruptions, and they
who
are going to steal the petrol of Uganda and the oil, God make them dream when he's made hell out of that oil from them. Don't jump on those mediums, let me tell you.
Isaiah Esuleya Vidimomunana Olunyiriri tulikulwa 19.
Isaiah 28 verse 19.
Ero kutegeera ebibuulirwa kuliba ntiisa nsa.
Nkubuulire twagala kutonda kye bayita okutya.
Want us to create what is called fear.
N'abasumba ab'obulimba badduka ku bututi ne bannabbi.
Pastors who are forced to run on the pulpits and the prophets.
Okutegeera ebibuulirwa.
To understand what is preached.
Kufuuka ekitiisa.
It will become a terror.
Agenda okujja okugenda.
As they come.
Bano ba.
They bring the gospel of the seeds.
can't
preach and greet them. What is he going to speak? Even the greeting wrongly. He didn't greet in scriptures.
And
hard people, they greet people through scriptures.
And
greet so much like
we first Ephesians
1. What is this? My goodness. How am I going to preach and preach? Apostle, finish the business. Finish.
had to
go and condemn with his colleagues who were in darkness with him, that he stopped at work. But can they stop God? Are we not here today?
Amen.
Every day we come as we want. Let me tell you, brother. If you never knew what is called, I'm going to give you this first version.
Version.
We started with you 2 days. Generation is there
quite
a new world order. That's the second version. Now that one. The second version. Not what we brought. For it can create a physical war before we spread in the people.
The kind of
first version spread in the people. And bring the second version. Of the second version. As we built, we had a
version. The version
you had, it's the second. We never realize this is dangerous to reaching the other. If you met the living God, God, the book of the things to do, he gives you it on the first day. And he spends years revealing you what you ate. All things when you meet the
mission,
he calls you a mission. He meets you, let's begin. He gives you all things to the end.
It's you
to accept.
To reveal
how they work, how they at work, but he's given you everything.
That is a version.
What we are on is the first version.
As we explain
knowledge and focus on God, what they mean. In the second
version.
Another song is from another
book.
A new version is
a song.
But the second version was better than the first.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now, no, it's one thing. To understand what is preached. It's going to become a terror.
And
the person to become and
begin to
speak,
they must
understand what they speak. After putting church in the world and it's known, and you can't make people gather money to build church again.
They
question, what church are we going to build, pastor? First, explain us. The building of the people.
What we say, media
speak knowledge. Reveal something through knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then we
shall create the terror of God in this world. People no more come on the pulpits of God to just speak.
No,
speak in his name and will be a terror.
Isaiah 28:20. Kubanga ekitanda kimpi. Omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kukyegololerako.
They sleep and they fall.
As
they are beating them in church, they have lied. And they say, oh, and they are falling off the bed. We have to do this. And the false prophets no more sleep.
The congregation is falling off the bed.
And they wrote for him, Pastor, what is wrong? What will he tell you?
What
he dreamt was what, for what? Let me tell you one thing. As full knowledge of God, must bring the terror. That they will honor God again. Everyone you find preaching.
Isaiah 28:20. Kubanga Mukama aligolokoka ngabo yayogolokokera ku lusozi Perazimu. Alisunguala ngabo yasunguwalira ku kiwonvu kye Gibeoni.
Singo kumanya kumala ne kujja.
Knowledge there comes.
Ogenda okulabira Katonda n'obuyinza.
See God and the authority he has.
Many ask
where is he? Do you know he is a wrong but he's silent?
He's
waiting us to take knowledge. And you'll see him. Knowledge to reach. And
you'll
reach his hand and slap. And kick and throw them off. Stand on the pulpit, you feel the kick, and the angel is kicking you, and you fall to the other extreme. As you're preaching a snap, don't say, I am the one speaking. You remember, as you spoke as God. Acts 12.
He slapped him.
And he wrote he said do one thing. Let's take knowledge.
That
become terrible. They will pay to be pride. But to understand what is preached,
become
just a terror of knowledge. God who has stretched a hand behind, and no more can withdraw it.
Isaiah sura ya 28 olunyiriri tuli ku lwabiri mu olumu.
Isaiah 28:21.
Ali sunguwala ngabo yasunguwalira mu kiwonvu kye Gibeoni akole omulimu gwe omulimu ogwe kitalo era atuukirize ekikolwa kye ekikolwa ekyekitalo
akola byaki.
He's doing what? The work he does is amazing. The act behind it, the work he does is bring knowledge. But the act and the work behind it. Have you understood it?
Not just
going to bring a work of knowledge, but
he's
going to add on actions which are not easy. Have you heard that? Do only one thing. All media, you yourself, bring knowledge there. You begin to pray that fear, and you see the acts which come behind. The work is amazing, and the acts not easy.
Isaiah sura ya 28 olunyiriri tuliku
Isaiah 28:22. Let's not be mockers. Don't mock the work of God is doing. The amazing acts will reach even you if you mock God. He tells us one thing. If we are to work with him in his work, let's not mock the work of God. Knowledge, you bring in things which are not right.
Kale no, temuwa banyomi. Enjegele za mwezile moku nyweze wa.
You
can't put you on a pole. For some of you, you had reached even a level of escaping. Right now, he chained you on the pole.
He loses you a little
and you eat some grass and it restores you, seeing you running. One thing we do what he wants. If you came, he put you on the pole.
The pastor, they are
tied near little grass around there. When it finishes, they lose you.
If he sees
you're going deep again, the muddy brings you back. Be free that you don't be put on a pole. And knowledge is that you speak knowledge, you do knowledge. You don't need to put you on the pole. And you reach not a level of not even getting what to eat. If God chose you,
and the new generation has
to make you someone with knowledge. And it's full. It means if you
despise,
will put you on a pole. Tie you there. Yes.
He
can make you what he wants from there.
But don't
move out with knowledge which is half and you shame him.
Now
what he does, he puts you on a pole. Tie you right there. This is not serious.
He
tied me on the pole a couple of years. Not that I've got no
more,
but the world was evil and I had to get wild myself. And he had to put me on the pole, tie me close there. I'm going to bring you grass to eat from here. I don't go for football, neither I have no group. Nothing, everything cut off. You know what happened there? Lord, give me a wife and some children and I have some people around me here. He's cut off my family from me.
That
make you what I want. When you walk up there as once. On the pole right there. I spent close to 6 years.
And
my family members don't know where I am. They don't know I have even children. They don't know I have one.
As they
went to the introduction, how many
were
there? It was me, Jesus, and the angels and the Holy Spirit. They still demand us the wedding, but we finish introduction. You are the spokesman. You are the in-law child. The mother of the children is behind you. She will tell you the story. I was the son-in-law, I'm the spokesman. I am the father. Everything I am me. When God showed me the vision, I
went
like a commander, move me quick. I've been one with angels on my occasion.
And
I had no money in the pockets. I don't tell you now, go like that
because
you will not be able to stand my trains.
And my in-laws,
where we went, they prepared the eatings and the drinks, where we went to be introduced. Don't try my mind. Do yours which God prepared for you. But I've ever seen those poles. Now, brethren, let's not mock. Let's finish here. Let's go and worship and praise.
Isaiah 28:22.
It
must reach the entire world. Now be in jokes
there.
It's going to be when the entire world has knowledge which is full.
It's
what we have to start on Friday.
On
Thursday we shall start. For we have a marriage service tomorrow. And the journey of heaven. We have to resume it. He promised. He has when the entire world is
full.
And actions which are wild. God bless you.